Welcome to Move Well to Live Well, a podcast where we discuss all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Belle Moody, a physical therapist specializing in pelvic health. This podcast is here for you to help educate, motivate, and elevate your life. Let's get into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Move Well to Live Well podcast. My name is Belle. I have Johnette back with me again. I'm so thrilled. We're talking about active recovery together and some things that you might not know that you can implement into your exercise and wellness routine that can be quite transformative, if I do say so myself.
Agreed. Well, yes. Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Yes.
Happy
to be here. So glad to have you, Johnette. I'll just give a little brief disclaimer to our listeners. I had the flu last week, and I still am struggling with some like after effects from it, so if I sound different, that's why. I guess, Johnette, we will go ahead and get started. I know that you have a couple questions, and then I have a question for you, but yeah. I'll give just like a brief overview of active recovery and just like recovery in general. I've shared a lot about sleep on the podcast in the past, and also about just how necessary rest and recovering well is for your progress in your exercise journey, whatever that looks like. And so that's kind of like what we're looking at today. But one of the things that's important to know is and important to incorporate is active recovery. So passive, well, it's not really passive. Sleep is not, I mean, kind of, but also not. There's lots of things that goes into it. I'm not going to get into that, but active recovery are things that like you can do yourself that calm your nervous system and help you recover from your exercise better than if you weren't doing anything at all or maybe doing other particular things. So that's kind of what we're looking at. And active recovery.
Okay. Well, great. I personally love active recovery. Mm-hmm. Something I didn't really, I never heard of or knew what it was, ever heard of it. It was like a ghost in the wind.
Yeah.
Back in the day, but you know, now I'm much more privy to it and its benefits. So my first question for you, Belle.
Okay.
Is about Restore, which is a class that we have had in our virtual program Studio Stream since last May. It's been a part of the weekly lineup of classes is a part of our programming that we feel is essential for everyone that takes the program. And then just this year in January, we added Restore into both of our studios for in-person classes. So why do you feel like that class was crucial enough for us to, I guess, include in the program and then also to add in to our in-person classes?
Oh, man. So I remember when we first, you and I were first talking about like figuring out, researching and planning for the new Studio Stream program itself for anyone listening in the past. I'm going to cough for a second. I'll be right back.
Okay. Bless our sweet soul.
Okay. I'm going to take a sip of water as well. If you'll just.
You're doing great. You're doing great. While you sip, you know, it's one of those things that. I know you feel better, but you sound worse than I think you
yes,
are.
Yes, yes. Thank goodness. Anyway, and it's just lingering. And this, I feel like this happens anytime that I do get sick. I have a history of like respiratory stuff growing up. Before we knew I had celiac disease, I had a lot of like respiratory problems and all. And so now I notice that anytime I get like a virus or whatever, it feels like it just lingers in my chest a lot easier than maybe it would somebody else. Or like anytime Will's been sick, like he doesn't have he sounds fine, you know, like we'll have the exact same thing and then he'll be fine. He's not coughing or anything, but I will be. So anyway, so when we were first researching and planning for the program, oh, this is where I was going with this. For those listening, Studio Stream has really evolved over the years for us. It first began out of necessity during COVID to keep our classes going and keep our doors open. And then it transformed into its own thing, and we got it. It was Studio Stream used to just be videos on Facebook, that Facebook Live videos that we would do. And then we were able to create a whole platform on our website. That was really exciting. But what it was it was just recorded classes of our, like, actual classes in studio. And then, was it last year, done it?
I think 2 years, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, 21 maybe, 22.
That we decided to like revamp and do it as its own separate thing.
Oh yeah, it was the end of, it would have been the end of 22, like fall of 22.
Yes, yeah. Okay. And so then we were like, we could really make this a whole lot better. And then we got really interested in making it like a legit program, because I feel like that's what a lot of people want, is they want the direction and the layout of like, this is what I do on this day, this is what I do on this day. And also knowing that if I am doing this, this is the goal, or this is, you know, potentially going to be the result for me if I follow this program. So that's kind of where, and that now that is what it is, what we offer. So we, when we were researching for the program aspect of it, we really tried to take into account muscle hypertrophy and overload, so that you are really growing your strength in a, because all the classes are less than 30 minutes. So we wanted it to be to where you can increase your strength dramatically, but in short periods of time and very little commitment to it, so that it would help, or not little commitment, but little, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, just like time sucks.
Time.
Like just taking, because like that's the hardest thing for, I think, most people is finding time to do stuff for yourself like this. Yeah.
Exactly. So then we came up with a plan that we really, that we really felt like would be super beneficial and accomplish all of those things we wanted it to. And one of those being was a active recovery day, a restorative class. So this was aimed at regulating your nervous system, kind of calming everything down so that you're not having any setbacks from, you know, too much exercise, that your body wasn't like being worn down too much from the overload that it's experiencing in the other classes, and that you were able to continue progressing every single week. And so then months go by, we continue recording these classes, putting them on, like releasing our new classes every single month. And we were like, man, this really needs to be an option for people who are taking our in-person classes in Starkville and Louisville. And I would say we had a pretty, I guess, even balance between our cardio classes and our bar classes. But I don't know if you had felt the same way, Johnette. I mean, I know that we're on the same page, but like, I just felt that people were going to too many cardio classes over the strength classes. And so I really wanted people to be, you know, recovering well and that option of a actual recovery class versus continuing to do cardio, maybe a strength class here and there, because then that would impede their progress. So anyway, so that's kind of, does that answer the question? I went way off.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, we are constantly thinking about what is best for our clients, whether it be, you know, in the virtual program or in person. And We are trying to help our clients create balance, and I feel like by adding it in, there was enough of interest for from clients, and then also we just felt so strongly that we want to help, not necessarily push it, but we just want to really encourage people to let this to think of the mindset that this is just as important as cardio is, as strength training is, et cetera. And so that's why,
Yes.
for sure.
So good. Yeah.
Okay, so then on that note, so what is re a Restore class? What does Restore do differently than just having a rest day? Does it have other
Oh,
benefits?
yes. So Restore as a okay, versus just a traditional rest day. Traditional rest day is great, but what would when you picture what a regular rest day would look like, what do you think of? My mind immediately goes to normal activities, work, housework, all of these other things, just minus exercise. Is that kind of what you picture?
I mean, if I'm thinking of like an ideal rest day, like I'm in cozy clothes and I'm horizontal. That's what like I'm
Yes.
thinking of in my mind. But most of the time I'm generally like just having like taking a walk with no other motive, just like no like ulterior motive, just walking at some point.
I love that. So, and everybody's gonna have different, different, I guess, what that will look
Definition.
like. Yeah, definitions of what that would look like for them. And, but what makes the Restore class different is, okay, so you might still have all your same responsibilities that you would have if you were just not exercising, at home and resting. But by taking Restore, it uses lots of neurological techniques that I learned in PT school and through clinicals that are very calming to the mind and to muscles, nerves, literally everything. And so if we're not taxing the body at all in this class. It's not geared towards increasing your stress. It's geared towards lowering it. And so then when you do go home and you're going to sleep better, you're going to be more relaxed, you'll be more resilient to your regular day responsibilities because you've done all these techniques to calm everything and just operate more in a balanced way. And so that's the difference there. It's like as if you were going a normal rest day without Restore, would be like a day without you taking your vitamins, maybe. And then with a day with Restore, you could picture it as being like the day that you do take your vitamins. So it's like giving your body everything that it needs so that it can function better. You're not draining it in any way like exercise does. And exercise is stressful on the, it is a form of stress on the body. So anyway.
Great. That's awesome. And so you had a question for me?
Oh, yes. Okay. So I know for anyone listening, if you don't know, Johnette is quite the athlete and has been an athlete for majority, if not all of her life, through dance and and so my question is, I know that just hearing your stories and when we've talked that you've had lots of different like versions of warm-ups and cool downs and different exercise plans and different physical requirements over the years. So can you share the how you've seen like maybe value in Restore or what you can tell difference from things that you've done in the past to recover and rest?
Yeah, for sure. So I have been teaching dance for the last almost 23 years, which is kind of wild. And with that, with me growing up, I'll just say this is like my mindset has been how much can I get done in the shortest amount of time possible? And that has been from me eating my meals in college so I could get back to whatever I was doing or to driving safely, you know, like just that has just been so applicable to every aspect of my life. And then that also has like carried through working out and then through dance. And so like if I'm teaching, you know, a group of students, a group of, you know, dancers, and we're prepping, you know, how much can I get done with them or accomplish in a short amount of time? And I feel like for so long, pausing, slowing, being gentle, focusing on your breath, all of those concepts were never part of the equation ever. And the main thing that Restore has helped me do has it's forced me to stop, to pause, because like even if I'm doing dishes at home or folding the laundry, like how can I do something as fast as possible to get it done so I can get other things done? That's just kind of like how I've been conditioned over, you know, my life of like productivity. And it's applied to, I think, my dancers. And as like, you know, I teach a lot of teenagers, preteens and teenagers, and they're, you know, overcommitted young people, and they're trying to do as much as they can, whether they want to fill up their resume for college or they just want to feel included, or they are forced to be included in so many things from, you know, other obligations or parents or whoever. So one thing that I have enjoyed when I lead a restorative class is for myself to pause and just like let time pass slowly, and not even just with like what I'm doing physically, but like how I'm saying, how the speed of which I'm saying my words. And while I'm doing it, it's like every time I teach one of these classes or take a class, it's like I step outside my body and I'm watching myself and I'm like, huh, you can slow down, Johnette. And it that has like been such a that has been the biggest like revelation for me. It's like you can do this, and it's like I'm running it, like I'm like I'm hitting a wall because I won't let myself slow down. And then that class forces me to slow down and focus on the breath and just being soft. And so I have really enjoyed putting some of those concepts into the classes that I teach for the dance company that I work with now. And because they're not getting that any other place. They're zero. They're not getting any of that softness, that gentleness, that restorative mindset in any of their classes at school, their other extracurriculars, and at dance. They're not. And so if I can have 5 minutes to not have them be conditioning or running something or work on polishing or timing a piece, you know, of something, then and I can just give them 5 minutes to be gentle at the end of a class, then like, and they never fight me on it. They never think it's a waste of time. They always feel better afterwards. So it's just like, duh, this needs to be a thing that you do and that like I apply every single for these students. So
Wow, that's awesome. Gosh, and then think of how that will benefit them in the long run, especially like as they're headed into college and stuff. I know that will it'll sink in some way, you know, and they might come back to that. So that's
Yeah,
great.
because I didn't have any person that told me it was okay to like give myself time, you know, or like you should allow yourself this, and here's why, here's the importance of it. So I'm trying to educate them so that maybe if they don't realize it right now, maybe in 5 years I'll hit them, you know, in their subconscious, and it'll come forward, and they'll be like, oh, I can do this, or I should be doing this, or remember I used to do this, you know, kind of
Oh,
thing. So
that is awesome. Well, I think that is fantastic. I myself, you know, prior to us getting Restore on the schedule in person, when I would teach Wednesday evenings and I would do class, I would do bar, and then I would teach bounce right after the fact. And usually on the way home, I have about a 45-minute drive home from that the Wednesday night classes. And so on the drive, I'm usually just like kind of amped up and out of breath after bounce, like even for that whole hour afterwards. And then when I would get home, I would be kind of restless and have a hard time going to sleep. And since it has switched to Restore, man, I can tell how my body responds very, very differently to that class versus bounce. And not saying bounce is bad for me. I need stuff a little bit like earlier in the day. And I know we've kind of talked about this before. I feel like we're both the same way. But it helps me wind down a lot better. And I feel more energized the next day anyway, after teaching it. So,
The clients, when I teach Restore in at our Louisville location, Louisville, Mississippi, and the clients have really enjoyed having Restore part of their weekly. Yeah. Like, there's some clients that have come every single week, which has been awesome. And some have just come, you know, whenever they can. But they're also the ones that go and take HIIT at 6 a.m., you know, or they go and do bar at 6, or they, other days they do bounce our cardio class on the, you know, like a Wednesday afternoon, you know, but then they're also making it a priority to put Restore on their schedule, just like they would in other classes, which I think,
I love that.
You know, And so them making that a priority, I think, is pretty huge that they realize they see the value in it.
Telling on how they feel. Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I hope to everyone listening that number one, we would love if you would take our Restore class because we know that it's the best. and that it's going to benefit you really, really well. And you can take this no matter where you live in the world. You can take it on our Studio Stream platform. I'll put the link to it in the show notes. If you want to take it in person with me and Johnette, you can. This week, we're having BYOF, Bring Your Own Friend. So all friends of current members take class for free. So if you wanted to do that, you can. Or you can use your first week free. Or you can just go ahead and join, because that would just be the most beneficial thing for sure. But and you can take Restore with me in Starkville on Wednesdays and with Johnette in Louisville on Thursdays. And see for yourself how it changes changes the way that you feel. If you're not interested in any of that I just said, I would still really, really encourage you to try and incorporate some type of active recovery into your programming that you're doing for exercise. So, maybe it's like on a rest day, say your rest day is on the weekend, it could be on your rest day, or you could even replace one of your current days that you're exercising with an active recovery class. And I promise it will still benefit you potentially even more. You're not going to be taking away and inhibiting your progress by adding something like that into it. It's just going to help you function even better. So I guess that's everything for this week. Johnette, do you have anything else to add?
To encourage what I said, it's okay to be soft. You do have time, even if it's 5 minutes, you know, and you can't do a full class. You know, think about what you can do for 5 minutes that can help you out. That even though, like, sometimes not seeing or being sweaty, you know, can deter people from thinking they're actually doing anything that's benefiting them. But I guarantee it is benefiting you.
Yes. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, my friends. Well, thank you for listening. And we have my plan for guests on the podcast got – messed up because of the flu. And so, anyway, my plan is that I have two amazing, amazing guests lined up in the future. And so you're not going to want to miss it. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, do it so that you don't miss it. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can meet us and work out with us in person at the Studio Bar and Wellness located in Starkville and Lewisville, Mississippi, or move with us online at www.thestudiobarandwellness.com on Studio Stream. Our goal is that you move well to live well.